FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Anybody would have written this script with the exception of FC Radio.
Well, welcome to SC Live, brought to you by constructivecoding.com and the Armchair Army. SC United taking on Lancaster City this afternoon, this evening, this morning, wherever you're listening, at Broadhurst Park. And Neil Reynolds, manager of SC United, joins us now pre-match. Neil, the big question was the pitch. I'm quite stunned. I think Jimmy and the ground staff have done a cracking job.
I don't think he's been home since Saturday. Jimmy and the ground staff and the volunteers today. You won't believe how many bodies were here. You know, they've masterminded it. And how this pitch has turned out to be like this tonight is ridiculous. But you've got to pay all the superlatives to Jimmy and the staff. And a big thank you. Yes, it's soft. Yeah, there's key areas. But I still say it's the best service in the league, especially going into, you know, the stage we're in the season.
Andy Halsall can still see where he did his sliding tackle. But everything else is great. What do you think for tonight, football-wise? Because go back to November, 10 points in the playoffs in November, and tonight, if results go a certain way, we could be right in it.
Yeah, and so are they. You know, if they win tonight, what are they, 4 points behind us at the minute? If they win tonight, they go a point behind us, and they'll still be thinking they can get in the playoffs. Lancaster always poses a difficult challenge. I'm not saying the style of play, but they're a big set of lads. They're really well organised on set pieces, and they're a team that I've always really struggled against, even when I'm a bridge manager and FC United manager. It's never an easy game against them. And, you know, despite the results last week, we went to watch them against Grantham and they were poor, but then they go to the league later Saturday and win. So, you know, they've got a threat now with Rodwell Grant from North End up front. They've got obviously the likes of Teague and Steele that have been around it. So it's going to be tough for us. We're going into it, you know, with loads of confidence. We're going to make another couple of changes tonight. We're going to rest bodies from Saturday. We'll have to keep doing that until people return to full fitness. And then, you know, come quarter 10 tonight, we're hopeful that we've got another 3 points and we can stay in that hunt. But we've done remarkably well, Ben. You know, one defeat in 10. You know, we want to make it one defeat in 11. But they're going to come here tonight. They're going to try and spoil our party. We've got to make sure that we're ready for that. And we can accept that challenge and we put it right come quarter 10.
Now, we're not going to bash officials, but I'll go back to the return fixture early in the season. I'm only bringing it up because we demonstrated there how we can deal with Steele and Teague at the back. And we have to play like that tonight, really, don't we?
I mean, we do. I mean, they're really strong on set piece. I've just said that. I think with the pace at the top end of the pitch of Warwicka, Linney, Josh Galloway, I think, you know, we can really hurt them. But we've got to make sure we don't give away Neely's free kicks or corners tonight, because, you know, they've probably done homework on our zonal marking. They'll think that they may be able to get Teague and Steele in between gaps. We'll heavily rely on Lavercum tonight. But I'm sure it's going to be a good game because, you know, they are a good footballing side as well. And sometimes their pitch isn't conducive or place that they go to. But don't be surprised to see them knocking the ball around tonight. And I think for the neutral, it'll be a good game for me. And the staff and the players, we want to win the football game. You know, I said to you on Saturday, Ben, that people are getting a little bit giddy. We're not, 13 games to go. You know, pick up as many points as we can do. But, you know, this is a tough game tonight. And then, you know, likes of games were coming up. So we want to keep pressure on the teams above us.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. Good evening, good morning, wherever you're listening to us around the world. This is FC Live, brought to you by constructivecoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. And you join us here at Broadhurst Park for Northern Premier League action as FC United take on Lancaster City tonight. And joining me for this opening bit of the show, it's Dato Paul.
Good afternoon, good evening,
good morning. Never panic when you're on Saturday default. Just go straight away. Good morning, good evening. You're meant to do it. So, Paul, we should say welcome to our TV audience as well, joining us on Speedio. And hello to our listeners on North Manchester 106.6 FM, of course. We're on everything tonight. Big game as well, Paul, for the audience at home.
Yeah, I think it's been well documented, FC's rise up the table in terms of closing the gap to us in the playoff places. And I was noting earlier that back in the end of November, the gap was 10 points from us in the playoffs, and now it's down to 3. And a good result tonight, it could reduce to 1, you think, possibly. So every game is absolutely critical.
That's just based on my predictions, which worked out quite all right on Saturday.
Yeah, what do you reckon, about 80%?
I was surprised how many draws there were.
We like draws. Are good.
And one prediction I didn't make was that Lancaster City, tonight's opponents, would beat the league leaders at Causeway Lane, Paul. Which happened.
Yeah, I mean, that's not a bad thing at all.
No.
Morpeth are the stalking horse behind us, I think, aren't they, with games in hand?
Well, Morpeth got beat, but would you say Lancaster had that potential as well? Because a win tonight for them, they'd be 1 point behind us.
Maybe. We'll have to see about that.
Yeah.
But, I'm not kind of thinking down that line at the moment.
That's fair enough. We should say there has been some postponements already. Afferton calls against Bamber Bridge, Stafford Rangers against Mickleover. One can only assume it's because of the weather. We have to say the pitch itself, I'm stunned. It's still not great, don't get me wrong, it's hardly August.
It's very playable.
It's very playable, and Jimmy and the ground staff have done a cracking job. We need to say that, don't we?
Yeah, it's not immaculate, and I imagine it will cut up again within 5 minutes. But having said that, it's still probably one of the best playing surfaces at this time of the year.
Well, some other games happening, some big games, important games affecting FC tonight. Buxton taking on Basford United. Matlock Town, the league leaders, hosting Grantham Town. Morpeth Town taking on South Shields. That's a big game for both clubs. Scarborough Athletic taking on Whitby Town. That's Hander. And Warrington hosting Nantwich Town. Now, shall I go through my predictions?
Go on then.
Okay.
Brave man.
Right. Well, Bamber Bridge against Afferton Calls isn't happening now, so my prediction of a draw doesn't happen. So Bamber Bridge will stay on 49 points, and I think our goal difference is better, so that's interesting, isn't it? Buxton against Basford, I've gone with a home win for Buxton.
Yeah,
I think that's fair. Matlock against Grantham, I've also gone with a home win. I think Matlock will win that one. Morpeth against South Shields, I've said it's a draw.
That would be good for us.
Scarborough against Whitby, draw.
Yeah, two local clubs.
And Warrington against Nantwich, a home win. Mm-hmm. Now, what that would do, Paul, by my maths, now that Bamber Bridge isn't playing, that's kind of messed everything up for me. But by my maths, that would take us the same number of points as the team in fifth. We'd be out on goal difference. Mm. That's just my predictions, everyone at home. I'm only playing a little game because that's what I did on Saturday and it worked out quite well for us. But the point has to be made. Whatever happens tonight, you made the point. We've gone from 10 points in November outside the playoffs to within touching distance.
Yeah.
That's remarkable.
That's quite an achievement in itself. And now we've got to keep it going, as Renault would say. We've got to see it out and get as high up the table as we can. Lancaster are formidable as opponents. To me, they've got a raw meat centre-back pairing in Tegan Steele.
Now,
and getting past them is hard.
Now, we did get past them in the corresponding fixture earlier in the season. The problem was, the referee, or the liner, we should say, said it was offside. But we did show, because when you watch it back on the TV, they weren't offside. We did show that we can get round Tegan Steele, but it is easier said than done.
I think that Lancaster are the type of team that don't concede many and don't score many. 11 of 14 wins they've had have been by a single goal margin.
We saw that on Saturday.
So they know how to shut up shop when they've got a goal. So I'm not expecting a lot of goals tonight.
Obviously, Tegan Steele aren't as young as they used to be.
No.
But you do have to say, if you were saying, you know, your defensive centre-half pairings in the league, that'd be up there, wouldn't it?
Bange would have been a good player for tonight, but unfortunately he's not ready.
Yeah, as per Neil's post-match interview on Saturday, he's not quite ready yet. Hopefully he'll be ready for Gainsborough on Saturday. We've gone with Linney, Galloway and Wadika. Linney's been a revelation.
What you're kind of hoping is he's going to be able to drag somebody out of position, I think.
Yeah.
And then by doing that, somebody else will be able to get in, like Wadika.
Now, he has been really good, Regan Linney, at number 9.
Yeah.
Galloway as well, that finish was another level, wasn't it?
Having watched it again, which we didn't have the chance to do on Saturday, it was a very cool, authoritative finish. It was a mature finish from a young player. And obviously he's got confidence and he likes to take people on. And the news, unfortunately, about Harry Wilson...
Harry Wilson's picked up an injury today, unfortunately. So.
He's going to be a very key player with Harry Wilson not being around. So let's hope that he continues his good performances for us now.
And we're looking at that experience, aren't we, of Charlie Ennis, Ali Wadika, Luke Griffiths is started there, as well as Jonathan Smith. I mean, Ennis was superb on Saturday, I thought. Griffiths, obviously Potts, he's coming back to full fitness, so can't really play two lots of 90 minutes in a week at this stage. But Griffiths, as long as he doesn't go in for sliding tackles, we've seen him do that before against Lancaster. He had some good chances on Saturday, in all fairness, as well, did Griffiths.
And I think defensively, the clean sheet we kept on Saturday was important. But we kept the clean sheet, really, by keeping the team at the other end of the pitch.
Yeah.
And that would be most welcome this evening.
The back four, incidentally, is Halls, Dodd, Morris and Jones. Whether Halls plays centre-back again, Morris at right-back, only time will tell. And the person telling the time, as well as telling us all about this evening's action, is our expert commentator. It's James Quinn. And this is SC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and the Armchair Army, live on Speedio, on FC Radio, and of course on North Manchester 106.6 FM. And this is our lead commentary team for tonight. It's Tato Paul, and a welcome back to James Quinn.
Halls spreads it out left-hand side. Dodd waits and collects. Got pressure from Bailey, but Dodd takes it in. Field very adroitly there. And now Lenny into the box, onto his left foot! Oh, it's just wide, and it is a corner. Decent save there from Anderson, and excellent work from Dodd there. I think Sam Bailey overcommitted a little, helped Dodd as he able to go past him. So Anderson preparing to take what looks like a left-footed in-swinging corner. Nearly 26 minutes gone. In comes the corner. Nice looking delivery. Headed across and it just goes wide. It's a goal kick. I think it was Cowperthwaite. That was a good delivery there. And Cowperthwaite couldn't quite get the direction. Not sure that Neil Reynolds would have been thrilled if that had gone in, because it was one of those near post headers where some marker lost his man. That long ball forward. And it's a mistake by Wills, and now Linney. Linney, he's got a chance here. Into the box, Linney! Oh, God, decisive keeping there.
He took it too
from
far.
Anderson, but perhaps needed to take the shot earlier or just chip the keeper. Wait for him to commit himself. FC have it. Left-hand side, Griffiths. Griffiths, square ball inside to Smith. Smith under pressure from Sloan, though. Good work from Sloan again. And Smith's going to have to play it all the way back to the keeper. And Lavercombe with the clearance. Reed plays it forward nicely to Rob Wilson. Great tackle there from Griffiths. He may have hurt himself in the process getting up, though. Now it's with Linney now in towards the box. Can Linney find a space here for a shot? Linney! What a goal by Regan Linney. He threaded his way, it was through the eye of a needle, and then he just slid it past the keeper for a superb goal. We talked about FC United needing some ingenuity, and that's exactly what we've just seen. 1-0 FC.
That was almost Ricky Veer for Tottenham in the 81 Cup final against City.
Superb.
I think that might be one of the best goals we've ever seen here at Broadhurst Park.
Probably, in terms of a solo goal.
And I think it was the control. You know, again, we talk about this service. I know we're talking about it a lot, but to make that control, that close control on this surface with players around him, a bit of an inquest at the back for Lancaster, but sometimes I think you've got to hold your hand up. And Regan Linney, well, FC put him on a contract a couple of weeks ago, and that was a very, very wise move. FC 1, Lancaster City 0. We played 50 minutes. Steele's throw. Near post, met by Griffiths. Will go back to Steele, but no, it won't reach him. Good work from Galloway. Linney can't quite. Good work from Wills. And onside is Linney, and Galloway's gone into the middle. First time ball, just too much on it. But Galloway gets to it. Galloway! Oh, good save from Anderson. Brave save as well. Stuck himself right in there and got a strong hand to it. One last chance for Lancaster. Curtis Anderson chips it forward. Who's on the end of it? Well won by Smith, and FC have won by 1-0. It's a perfect game. for Neil Reynolds. A disciplined performance. A performance where FC were out-muscled to some extent in the first half by a very good pressing game from Lancaster. But then, in some ways, they reversed the sense of the game. They were the pressers, and it was after 5 minutes of the second half that Regan Linney produced a superb solo goal to beat several players, to slide his way into the penalty area of Lancaster and then slide it past Curtis Anderson. That is an emphatic victory. That is what makes playoff teams.
Well, I was about to say that it's the kind of win against a good side that teams that get in the playoffs win. They don't draw, they win these games, and those two extra points could make such a difference.
So back in November, we were 10 points from the playoffs, yeah? Now we're 4 goals away from the playoffs, tied with Warrington. Warrington have won tonight by 2-1. Nantwich did get a goal back, but not enough to peg Warrington back. So Warrington getting 3 points. FC United, therefore, on 49 points. Warrington do have a game in hand. They sit in 5th. Scarborough Athletic were victorious tonight over Whitby Town. So FC United, having been beaten by Whitby just a couple of weeks ago, have now leapfrogged back over Whitby into 6th position. Scarborough go 4th on 52 points. That's 3 points ahead of FC United. But FC do have a game in hand and a better goal difference, we should say. Buxton have been victorious. They've won by 1-0. But South Shields have suffered a defeat against Morpeth. So the gap between FC United and second-placed South Shields is now 5 points. 5 points to second. Our man of the match. I would like to give it... We can have this discussion now. I'd like to give it to Ollie Waddicker. I think he's had a park performance tonight. He's been given instructions and he's carried it out to a T. However, you two might have other ideas.
I would give it to Regan Linney for a great performance and that extraordinary goal.
My feeling was during the game that Linney did the work of two men in that match, playing a lone furrow up front for nearly all of it.
Give it to Andy Halls. No, give it Regan Linney.
Thanks for speaking to us, Regan. It was a good result and great 3 points. They didn't make it easy, though, did they? Especially in the first half. But we ended up getting the better of them in the end.
Yeah, tough team, Lancaster, mate. Always are. It was a tough game. There was only a couple of chances in it. I had a couple first half. Keeper made a decent save, and another one I should have finished it. But just happy the second half that I managed to get another chance and finish it.
Yeah, and I mean, what a goal it was. Talk us through it a bit. I mean, I think you took on about four different players before you eventually, got it in the back of the net.
To be fair, I just drove at the defence. I just drove and then I managed to get a little bit of space and then slot it away. I'm just happy that I got another goal and hopefully I can get a few more before the end of the season.
Yeah, and obviously it was big 3 points in terms of the playoff push as well. I know there's a few results that went our way. Whitby lost, and I think South Shields lost as well, so that's always good. So, we're close now, so it's just a big push now, isn't it?
We're taking it game by game. It's obviously a massive 3 points for us. We're just going to keep pushing. We're not even going to think about other teams, to be honest. We're just going to keep working hard and hopefully we're there come the end of the season.
Yeah, and we've got Gainsborough and then obviously 2 big games after that with Warrington and Scarborough as well. So, it's a real chance for us to, show what we can do.
Yeah, that's it. Every game in this league's tough, especially when you're going away to certain teams. But, yeah, we're just going to work hard, like I said, and hopefully get our rewards come the end of the season.
Yeah, and everyone ready for Saturday? It'd be a tough trip going to Gainsborough away as well, won't it?
Oh, definitely, yeah. Everyone's always ready. We'll go again Thursday in training and then hopefully push on again Saturday and get the 3 points.
So let me give you the full-time scores from across the division. We still have some games taking place, but let's start with the league leaders. They have finished 0-0 at home to Grantham Town. FC United, I jokingly said it on Saturday, but I said 10 points, weren't we? Yeah. James?
We're now 8 points.
8 points from league leaders. 5 points from South Shields, though. I go back to what we said at the start of the show, Paul. 5 points from second.
Well, that's it. Then.
2 months ago, what?
There's no ceiling on this, is there? There's no kind of let's get in the playoffs. It's just keep winning and see where it takes them.
Wow, Ashton United 0, Witton Albion 1, a full time score. Rob Hopley scoring in added time for Witton. How important is that result for Witton Albion? Blimey. Nantwich were beaten tonight by 2-1 against Warrington, as we mentioned earlier. Hyde were beaten at Radcliffe by 3-2. So the gap between second bottom and Mickleover, their game was postponed, obviously, is just 3 points. So four teams separated by 3 points there, down towards the bottom end of the table. And Grantham picking up a point at Matlock. Just to confirm, Buxton were victorious over Basford by 1-0. Scarborough did beat Whitby by 2-1. Warrington 1-2-1. FC won by 1-0. Morpeth obviously picking up that win against South Shields. They remain 6 points behind us with two games in hand. But tonight, FC the Movers leapfrogging over Bamber Bridge and Whitby Town to go into sixth. Same number of points as Warrington. 4 goals better off at Warrington at the moment on their goal difference. And just a reminder, 5 points from South Shields in second. Next up for SC is obviously Gainsborough Trinity on Saturday. And we might as well mention it now. Gainsborough's home record is another level. So
he's under threat.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I'll take that. Yeah, he's under threat on Saturday. But that's not a game to take lightly. They're a completely different proposition at home.
It's like two different teams,
yeah,
isn't it?
The teams they've actually beaten at North Holme this season is remarkable. We're going to hear from Neil Reynolds shortly. Just to say, we're going to go off speedio now, sound-wise. So big thank you to everyone who joined us for the live stream. We'll be back, probably the live stream on Tuesday, I'd imagine, for the Warrington game next week. So thank you for joining us. Head over now to FC Radio or North Manchester 106.6 FM for the Neil Reynolds interview at full-time.
Well, Neil, you're getting giddy. I'm kidding. That's a perfect game, isn't it? A 1-0 win against a tough opponent like that with a beautiful match winner.
Great opposition. You know, they pose a lot of threat, especially off set pieces. Game plan worked, and then at half time we encouraged the wide men to come off the flank. We changed Regan out of the nine because he might have done some homework on him. He comes off the line, scores one of the goals of the season, and after that it's a defensive masterclass from the front right all the way back to the back lads. And you know, we've shown that we can do it. Two clean sheets out of two, six from six, so we just enjoy tonight. We keep going.
It was interesting in the first half in a way. I felt at half-time that the team needed more ingenuity, but that their pressing game was slightly getting the better of FC. I mean, were there things you looked at half-time specifically? Because it seemed to me in the second half that was reversed.
We asked Charlie Ennis not to get involved as a 10. We asked him to nullify scores in the 7. Second half, as the game became stretched, we knew Charlie get more time on the ball. We could bring Josh, Regan and Ali into the pockets. Exactly what we did. You know, that's what we worked on in training last Thursday. You know, the second half of the session, preparation for Lancaster. The first part was about Witten. But listen, whichever way it comes at the minute, you know, it's good. But I think, you know, the balance of play, I think we control the football. I think we look lively on the attack. Galloway again, getting the crowd, you know, excited. Ali working so hard. But all of them, you know, we've got a couple more niggles now. You know, Curtis Jones felt his hamstring and Regan Linney. But we've just got to keep nursing and patching them up. 12 games to go. And, we'll see where we end up.
I've mentioned so many tonight, but Griffiths had a particularly strong game.
Head and shoulders. I don't know who you've given MOM to, but head and shoulders MOM for me. And he had to come out Saturday. Potts had to come out tonight. It's not easy, me resting, rotating players of that calibre, but they're going to benefit from it. You know, Luke Griffiths is, people who don't know, he's taking on a full-time job. He's working a shift pattern. He's, you know, he's tired. Sometimes he's got to come out to go back in. But now, like I've just said to the lads, they're going to wrestle each other's shirts off you, you know, because they're not going to be given out. You know, it's what you make of them now. So, you know, don't take it out on me with 12 games to go. You know, just think, go back, you know, 11 games when there was 23 games to go, and, you know, we were 10 points off the playoffs. We've clawed ourselves way back in there now.
8 points off top now.
Don't get right? No,
yeah, 8 points off the
who's
top.
Who's counting?
Goal difference from the playoffs now. Anyway, in terms of those injuries, Jones and Linney are doubts for Saturday.
Yeah.
What is it, would you say, that is the difference with this team from a few months ago? Similar personnel. Is it just having players fit?
Yeah, players back. Dodd misses six. I'm going to sound a broken record. Dodd misses 6 weeks. Jones misses 6 weeks.
Potts.
Smith misses 6 weeks. Potts misses 6 weeks. Ennis is out for 3 weeks. You know, it hampered us. It went right through. Regan Linney missed a couple of games. Dan Lavican missed like 2 or 3 games. Listen, these are a good group of players. But, you know, with our limited budget, and we have got a limited budget. I'm not crying poverty, but we have. I haven't got that checkbook to go and replace a Curtis Jones or a Michael Potts. When they're back playing, you can see how good they are. And, you know, credit to them. There was a lot of work to go when we were down in 15th. And people were, you know, raising eyebrows and asking questions. And I never doubted the lads' ability. And I never doubted my ability. And, you know, for me, we've got ourselves in a position where we can go and challenge, but a lot can happen in 12 games. You know, we might not win for the next 12, who knows?
Man of the match, in our thoughts, was Griffiths. In our thoughts was Wadeka and Halls, but we did give it to Regan in the end because he worked his socks off and scored a truly memorable goal. Can't quibble with that too much, can you?
No, I'm going to take credit for that, James, because I told him where to position himself at half time and he didn't. You know, well, so
you should be man of the match every time. Yeah, we know that, but that would be boring.
It's hard, isn't it? Because you've got such an array of talent out there. Linney's goal was, you know, one of them that you're going to remember for years on end. You know, but he's playing with that tenacity, that bit between his teeth. He's a crowd favourite. He loves it here. He's just committed to his future for the next 18 months, and I'm delighted he's got man of the match. But it just goes to show that you mentioned Halls and Griffiths and Wadeka. It's spreading around. You know, it's not just one person now. That's kind of leading the limelight. They're all doing the bit, and let's make no bones about it. That was a tough game tonight. Yeah. You know, they're just beating the league leaders on Saturday. They're a good side and they pose a lot of threat. So, you know, that puts us 7 points away from them now and looking up.
Games were on Saturday. They're Jekyll and Hyde in the dismal record away, but at their own ground, a really tough nut to crack. So what will be the key things there?
I'm just having a look at the results now with Ben Scholder. You know, they've got 1-1 at Staleybridge, so they're no mugs. Staleybridge, you know, a good side. And it's going to be difficult. And the more we do well, the easier the team talk gets to the opposition, doesn't it, manager? You know, let's burst their bubble. Let's stop them on this run. Let's go and score against them. Let's stop them from getting the playoffs. Everyone wants to play in FC United. I just said to the lads in there, ignore the noise. Keep your feet on the ground. Let's get in training Thursday. Let's get on the coach to Gainsborough and let's see if we can pick up the points. But I'm sure that if we continue to do what we're doing between now and the end of the season, we're going to pick up more points and we're going to lose. And that's what I'm going to say. We're going to win every single game. You know, I'd love to be the eternal optimist and say, yeah, possibly not. But, you know, I'm so proud of that group. And, you know, you only have to hear the noise at the end of the game. I thought there was 3,400 in here, not 1,400. It was pretty spectacular.
Well, Neil, congratulations on a fantastic performance and the way things are turning around so well here. Have a good night and we'll see you very, very soon.
Thank you.
Thank you. Did we mention 8 points from top spot? We did mention that, didn't we?
Okay.
Oh, good. Anyway.
Don't get giddy.
Well, big thank you to our listeners on North Manchester FM tonight. Don't forget, This Club Is My Club returns on Monday and we'll have commentary live here from Broadhurst Park on Tuesday night as well on North Manchester FM, FC United taking on Warrington. For FC Radio listeners, Saturday, 2:30, join us from North Home as FC United take on Gainsborough Trinity. Big thank you to James Quinn. Big thank you to Stato Paul. Big thank you to Woodso. And a big thank you to Neil Reynolds and everyone at FC United. And you'll be hearing from us again on Saturday. Bye-bye.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.